Now, U.S. President Donald Trump has dismissed his very newly appointed communications director. Anthony Scaramucci's dismissal comes on the date Trump swore in a new White House chief of staff, John Kelly. A retired Marine general, Kelly is expected to bring more discipline into the White House. U.S. media reports say Scaramucci has been removed at the request of Kelly. Scaramucci was under fire for his criticism of senior members of the U.S. administration.
The president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position, and he didn't want to burden General Kelly also with that line of succession. As I think we've made clear a few times over the course of the last couple of days to several of you individually, but General Kelly has the full authority to operate within the White House, and all staff will report to him.
The White House says Scaramucci will leave his role to give Kelly a clean slate and ability to build his own team. In one of his first acts, Kelly made the decision after Scaramucci insisted recently that he would report directly to the president and not the chief of staff. Scaramucci had been communications director for only 11 days and became President Trump's latest senior level official to leave the administration. Let's speak to Wilmer Leon. He's a columnist and political scientist, and he joins us via Skype from Washington. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Leon. Now, of course, the big question is, what is going on in the White House? It's almost taking a comical turn now, isn't it?
Well, it would be comical if it wasn't so pathetic. It would be comical if the implications and ramifications of all of this foolishness did not have such negative implications on world events and also on how the world views the United States. Then it would be comical. Unfortunately, this is, in my 58 years on this planet, one of the lowest moments in American history.
Right. So then, Dr. Leon, how do you describe these chain of events where we're seeing so many officials from the White House leaving or being replaced or not being under the control of Trump the way he would like them to be?
Well, you know, bringing in General Kelly to establish some type of order in the White House, the perception of that or the implication of that would normally be that there is an out of control staff that General Kelly needs to come in as a former general and get a hold of. The reality is it's not the staff, it's Donald Trump. So Kelly can do all that Kelly can do, but the one thing that he can't do is control the petulant child that Donald Trump truly is. And so this may work for 10 minutes, this may work for 2 years, but I think you and I will be back on this network having this conversation again in very short order.
Right. So if the issue lies with Trump himself, isn't it that what the American public voted for?
Well, depends on how you define it, because Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump by almost 3 million votes in the popular vote. Donald Trump won the Electoral College. And many would suggest, particularly supported by the investigative journalism of Greg Palast, that it was only through the machinations of Kris Kobach and the cross-check program that Donald Trump won the votes that he did. So the answer to your question is yes, by American standards, he was elected president, but you always must remember that he lost the popular vote by almost 3 million votes.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's columnist and political scientist Wilmer Leon joining us via Skype from Washington. Dr. Leon, it's always good to have you with us here on Press TV.
Thank you.